Marty, thanks for joining us. This week, we're starting off talking about some Las Cruces City councilors who are leaving office. You have a feature story on this.
Yeah, they both actually decided not to seek re-election. Councilor Greg Smith and Jack Ekman, and they have no regrets about that decision, even as they move on. Even as Greg Smith ran for mayor, as we know,
right.
And though he did not win that, and the incumbent did, Smith remains a proponent of ranked choice voting. He talks about that. Mike Cook interviewed both of them after the election and just kind of came up to date on their feelings on their campaigns and what they're going to do going forward. Greg Smith had been there 8 years. He was mayor pro tem for a while. He talks about his interest in preserving historic buildings in town and neighborhoods, the Amador Proximo, the multi-use neighborhood around Amador Avenue. He talks about that. He talks about his love of history, and also he wants to help fill in, some of the areas around town that are kind of dilapidated a little bit, some of the neighborhoods and some of the buildings. And so he talks about what he'd like to see. And so he's going to still be involved. And that's what's interesting. He has some advice for counselors, the new counselor Tessa Stuvey and Joanna Bencomo. Says, recognize that you've been elected by a certain number of voters, but your obligation is to everyone in the district and in the city. Jack Ekman also pretty much is set along the same lines. He said one of his biggest regrets is not having more impact on behavioral health in Las Cruces. And his advice to the new counselors is learn the city charter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they both are saying that, basically. So a good look at their thinking going forward.
Okay, now moving on, you have a story about Sunland Park City Manager Julia Brown riding in the Rose Bowl Parade. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, she is, and she's riding as a member. She's the national board chair of the American Association of University Women, and they're going to get a float in this in the 2020 Rose Bowl Parade, and the theme of the float is years of hope, years of courage, and so we'll just leave it at that. But that's. She got invited to that. Of course, people around here know she was a county manager, mm-hmm. and now Sunland Park city managers.
Okay, now we're moving on to the arts. The Border Artists have an exhibit in town. What can you share about the exhibit?
It closes January 2nd, so that's a heads up to everybody listening. And it's at the Doña Ana Arts and Cultural Center and the Bulletin Plaza. 17 artists working in a range of media. It's not just painters, but just sculptors, etc. And we have lots of pretty pictures of all their work. So we like to do that in our art section.
All right, Marty, now we are closing with, I guess, announcement that you are resigning as managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. And you've been here for 3 years.
3 years. In the scheme of things, that's not a real long time. I've been at other papers longer, but it really went quickly. It did. I decided to retire again, so I gave my notice about 3 weeks ago. Jess Williams, the former PIO, Public Information Officer at the county, will be doing this show going forward, and he's going to be my successor at the paper. And I just really enjoyed my time. It got me involved in the community. It got me involved in things that I do well and feel like I was kind of made for. But I'm also looking forward to going on and doing things for my personal life as well. And I'll continue writing as well. So I'm just thrilled and thankful for the Bulletin for the opportunity.
Well, we want to thank you for all of your hard work and coming in here and being a part of Bulletin on the Radio and continuing this. And we look forward to hearing more from you in your retirement and all the fun things that you're doing.
Yeah, thanks very much. I've enjoyed this show a lot.
Well, congratulations, and we wish you the best.
Okay.
Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and you can pick up the Bulletin at newsstands.
Everywhere.
Right. Thank you.